Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you have any thoughts as to why Jaren Duran is taking a big step backwards this year? And also, what is the likelihood he could be traded?
I don't know why he's taking a step back. I think it's one of the biggest mysteries because he's healthy. He was a dynamic. We can't forget what a dynamic player he was last year. I think defensively and offensively, he has taken a step back. So I don't have an answer for that. In terms of is he going to be traded, I think this we're going to have to ride this out. And this is one of the things that we said this when it comes to the Devers trade, this whole dynamic with this team. You have about a month. You have about a month to define what this whole deal, where you're going to land. Because I don't think there's any question that if you do think that you're going to end up with more wins with this team as after doing this deal, the whole plan was to have a good Jaren Duran at the top of the order. The whole plan was to have Jaren Duran be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But, you know, you have to figure this out. And if so, what I'm saying is if they are selling, yeah. I mean, I think that Jaren Duran could be on the table.
That was Rob Bradford yesterday on Jones and Keefe. You can catch the full interview on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Jaren Duran on the table, could be discussed, could be on the way out. McAdams said the same earlier in the week. Jeff Passan had him number two on his trade candidate big board. The Athletic had him number one earlier this week. Number one on Passan's big board, by the way, was Alex Bregman. So Red Sox are teetering. Huge series for them this weekend, and it could get ugly at Fenway Park. I agree with Greg. If the team doesn't play well this weekend,
oh yeah,
they haven't been home since they traded Devers.
Yeah.
They traded Devers right after a sweep against the Yankees. They got out of town. They went to the West Coast. They stunk it up out there, and now they're back. And it does have the potential to really get away from them. I think Cora's on the hotter of the two hot seats. Good segment idea from the text line, 617-779-7937. Guys, new segment idea, the hot seat.
Ooh, I like that. That's real nice. No, but it is amazing when you think about the last home game was sweeping the Yankees. And Devers homers in the game.
Keith, it was Father's Day.
We're out enjoying a great Father's Day,
having beers, having a good time. Red Sox sweep the Yankees.
But they also
season's turning around. Boom, Devers trade, and they haven't been the same team since.
No.
They haven't been home since.
So they won five straight. So they swept the Yankees, but it was also a five-game heater. Yep. They finally got themselves over 500, right? Because they were five games under at one point. We're like, what is this team? They had pulled themselves out
with
of that.
Devers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people forget that.
No,
but yes, with Devers.
A red-hot Devers. Yeah, yeah. And they were still five games under 500. So then they get to one game over, and you're like, how about this? Look at this team. They're pitching well. You know, they still weren't scoring a million runs, but they were pitching well. The defense was getting a little was
duck
an
boats.
Issue. Right. And then they trade Devers, which was a shocking, like the timing of the trade was still shocking. And you're like, all right. They win the next game. You're like, all right, didn't score a lot of runs again.
No.
But they won the next game. And you're like, all right, maybe they'll keep this momentum going. Wrong.
It's over.
Wrong. So, I mean, 3-6 on the trip, but really 2-6 when you take away like the one like immediate win right after the sweep of the Yankees. So they're 2-6 in their last eight games.
Sure.
And they're not scoring any runs. The defense has been bad again. The pitchers have let them down a bunch of times. And you're like, you're just looking for answers. And then you find out, well, the guys you got in the Devers trade might not be joining the team anytime soon. Alex Bregman might not return anytime soon.
They're saying until after the All-Star break at the early. I mean, it might be later than that.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to be ready to go, guaranteed ready to go right out of the All-Star break. It could be longer than that.
So they have 16 games prior to the All-Star break.
Yeah, I don't love
that. So that's a big hunk of games that where do you turn? So what are you going to need? Like great Brian Bayo and Walker Buehler outings and Richard Fitz? And you're gonna like Carlos Narvaez is gonna have to carry the offense. It's a sad state of affairs right now.
I'm not loving their chance. I'm not feeling as good about the Red Sox as I was 10 days ago.
Yeah, same.
Well, way back when on Father's Day, Keith. Not feeling so good.
I remember that.
We do have a top five Friday coming up about 15 minutes from now with 4th of July
right
around the corner. we figured we should rank the top five Americans.
Very patriotic. This is all-time Americans, not current Americans.
Yeah, living.
Dead.
Dead. The whole gamut.
A little bit of both.
Available.
Whatever it might be.
Available to you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to rank the top five. These are the undisputable top five Americans.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get much blowback on this.
I wonder
this
how much overlap we have. Because like all these lists, I never see your list ahead of time, and nor do you mine.
No, no, it's my list.
Do you think
and that's your list? And I don't need to know what's on your list. I don't care what's on your list.
What are the chances that there's 10 different Americans on this list?
Hi.
Okay.
I would say likely. I mean, let's see. But I would say
very good.
I don't think they're going to be the same, but I could be wrong.
What do you think of this?
Hang on. We got the Friday four pack at 11:30, four pack of questions for you. And the week in review, 12:45. What do I think of what?
All right. Text into the show. Which pairing will last longer in Boston?
Okay. Which pairing?
Okay. Which pairing?
All right. So Breslow,
Alex and Cora and Breslow.
Yep.
Cam Neely and Don Sweeney.
Ooh.
Or Jones and Keefe.
Oh.
If you had to rank those.
If I had to rank them?
Y'all going to be gone before him.
Okay,
well,
maybe.
I bet you that me and my buddy got a bet. He got y'all and I got you guys to be gone.
Well, I appreciate your buddy taking our side. That was months ago when a caller called in and said Gerard Mayo will last longer as head coach than you guys as a show, which at the time was probably even odds. And to our credit, we were able to, and to that guy's buddy's credit.
Yeah.
Got that one right.
Really, mostly him.
But now you're really up in the ante here. I don't think anybody outlasts Neely and Sweeney.
No, no,
I think
I
those
agree.
Guys have a the job for safest, life, so I'd put them first.
Safest or, oh, we're putting safest first.
Safest first.
Safest is Neely and Sweeney for sure.
Yeah. Job for life.
This
is close.
It's bold, Keith, and dangerous. Ken and Mike.
A little cocky.
Ken and Mike, earmuffs.
Yeah.
But I say we're safer than Breslow and Cora as a combo.
I was going to say, because maybe
you
one.
You sure about that?
Well, hold on.
No,
hold
I'm not
on, Nick.
Sure about
I'm not
that.
Sure about it either.
Yeah,
but maybe,
no one's sure about it.
Maybe one of those guys remains for a while, but they got to move on from that.
Right.
That working relationship isn't going to last.
You're telling me Cora and Breslow, one of them could outlast us? We're dead last on the list. But if it's the combination of the two,
right,
we're safer.
Okay.
I think.
What if it's a swap?
Say it again?
What if it's a swap?
How so?
What if we make Keith the CBO and then Breslow and Jones 10-2?
Oh, nice.
The Bresbot in here? He was kind of loosening up a little bit at the end of the interview yesterday.
Me and Breslow would agree too much, I think. I think we just see things too similarly. We would agree. It wouldn't work as a show.
I don't think John Henry would care for my spending if I went in there. I'd be a lot like Dave Dombrowski. He'd be like, what is this guy doing? We can't get Kyle Tucker. Like, we're getting Kyle Tucker.
That's true. If they're going to swap somebody out on the Red Sox.
Are you ready, Jones?
Yeah, no, I am. Great trade, Craig. I loved it. Good return, too. Kyle Harrison, great pitcher. Love the whole thing. 617-779-7937. Keith, what do we think the Red Sox chances are of turning things around and making the playoffs? Like, I giggle as I say it. Is it still in play? Because it feels awful right now.
It feels terrible. Right now in the moment, it is atrocious because they've lost five in a row. But, and I know there are a lot of teams around it, so it's not as simple as maybe just the games back. However, they're two out. They've played like trash recently. They're two games out of a wild card.
They pick
up
a half game last night?
Yeah.
Good for them. Okay, so, okay, well, hang on.
Yeah.
So, Devers homered. Harrison pitched like garbage, but they picked up a half game last night.
The Mariners lost.
Heck yeah.
The Guardians lost to the
back.
Teams in front of you.
They're
so, you're two games out.
All they need is more off days.
Yes.
They need less games and more off days.
Stop playing.
Yeah, stop. What are you doing? You're picking up ground.
Hopefully, it pours this weekend. They don't have to play any games. But, yeah, listen, I don't love the chances, but I'm not ruling them out yet. I'm not. Now, they desperately need Bregman to be back ASAP, and he needs to hit when he gets back. So those are two things that are sort of out there that may not even happen, right? It might take him a while to return, and then it might take him a while to get hot again. So like that might be out of their hands a little bit. Maybe Meyer and Anthony are going to have to get going. Like, it's not a luxury. It's a necessity for those two. Because the starting pitching, I know Richard Fitz only went four innings yesterday, but the starting pitching has been okay. You have the Hoss of all Hosses at the top.
Mm.
Bayo and Giolito have been, I would say, serviceable. And then, you know, Walker Buehler stinks and, you know, Fitz in there. But I don't know. The American League's pretty bad. Like, can they get back to 500? I mean, right now, the Mariners have a wild card spot. They're two games over. They're 41-39. It's like, you can't play close to that and be in it and 2 months from now still be in it.
You don't have the big dumper, but
no, you don't.
Short of that, that's not a very good baseball team. I'm with you.
No, no. The Red Sox have scored more runs than the Mariners. Of course, they've also given up more runs than the Mariners, you know, and that's where they're at.
I know they lead the bigs in unearned runs for sure.
If you look at run differential, and I'm sure that Craig Breslow and all the bots there do look at run differential because it's sort of like an indication of maybe future wins or whatever.
I know this off the top of my head. Are they plus seven?
Yeah, they're a plus seven.
Yeah.
Seven!
I was going. I wasn't on the right page.
Yeah, it's bad when we're anticipating.
Oh, like, yeah, plus seven.
Yeah.
So, but by, for example, two teams that are currently ahead of them in the wild card standings are the Cleveland Guardians, my squad, Emmanuel Classe A jersey.
He's on the trade market, by the way.
They're negative 32.
Woo!
The LA Angels of Anaheim,
yep,
who just swept the Red Sox, are minus 46.
They don't play anymore, right? This is actually positive for the Red Sox. The Red Sox and Angels do not
don't
play
have
each
to
other
face
anymore.
The Halos
the
anymore.
Angels aren't gonna, they don't play anybody like they play the Red
Angels
Sox.
And the White Sox. That's true.
White Sox are in the rearview mirror.
Good.
So, yeah, good.
So, I mean, I guess you sort of look at that and say, like, them and the Rangers, based on that metric alone, the Mariners all have a better chance. Also, the Blue Jays are currently a wild card team.
Hmm.
And so you'll play them, I assume, a bunch more times this season. So there's an opportunity there to just chase them down. This year, they've struggled against Toronto. Sox are 2-5.
It hasn't gone well against Toronto. That's true. So what's at stake this weekend? Who's on the hotter seat, Breslow or Cora? Never mind Neely, Sweeney, Jones, and Keefe.
Yep.
And you can also get into the trade deadline here as well, 617-779-7937.
Also, a little bit of a benefit. Nick told us this during the break, but Vladimir Guerrero got hit by a pitch on the forearm yesterday and left the game and is listed as day-to-day.
Okay. So he normally would be a candidate for Haas of the Week, Vladdy Guerrero.
No doubt.
He's got to be in the mix.
No doubt.
We did officially hand out our Haas of the Week. You can see the social media graphic at Jones and Keefe. It is Peyton, the Iowa meat truck, Williams. Of the Fisher Cats. Now, the Fisher Cats.
Yeah, thanks to a texter for pointing that out, by the way. Somebody went to a game up in Manchester and said, you got to see this guy.
The Fisher Cats. Oh, we have.
We have.
The Fisher Cats sent us a photo of him wearing an Iowa meat truck shirt, and he's quite a hoss.
He's a hoss.
He is a hoss. There's no doubt about it.
Not to be that guy. I know people don't like beggars, but could they throw us a jersey? Maybe like a Fisher Cats jersey?
How about an Iowa meat truck shirt?
Well, Iowa meat truck.
Either or.
Either one.
Either or, Fisher Cats.
Let's see, why not?
We're also getting a bunch of texts, 617-779-7937, about top Americans lists.
Yeah. Top five Americans is going to be – there's a lot of Americans when you go all the way back to the history of the country.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
So as an example, and you can send yours in on the text line, Twitch chat, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter as well. But, like, here's an example of a top five Americans list. We'll see how ours compare.
Okay.
Ronald Reagan, General George Patton, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King.
It's a good list.
It's a strong list.
It's a good list.
That's a hard one to argue with.
Uh-huh.
We'll give you our list on a Top 5 Friday, the Top 5 Americans with 4th of July looming 1 week from today. That's next on Jones and Keefe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, yeah, it's a Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe. 4th of July, 1 week from today.
Yeah, we're getting out ahead of it. There's a Red Sox game on, I think, at 11 o'clock next Friday.
Correct.
So we won't be on the air next Friday to celebrate Independence Day.
Basically where Top 5 Friday should be, they'll be wrapping up the pregame show.
Correct.
Going into Red Sox baseball.
So let's do it now. Let's get out in front of this.
Our Top 5 Americans.
This is all time.
All time.
It's not current Americans.
No. Living,
all
dead,
time.
As you said, maybe some combination thereof.
Yes.
It's all available to you.
Yeah.
So I already see people lining up on the phone, 617.
We've got some good text, good
779.
Twitch chat.
7937. Oh, Twitch has been on fire with their Americans, as has the text line. So in honor of the 4th of July, our top five Americans, we'll go 5-1.
Uh-huh.
I'll go first here.
Okay, you go first. Let's hear your
list. At number five, it is our 27th president, William H. Taft. I want a little bit.
Taft?
Yeah, I want a little bit.
You went Taft?
On the list for everyone here, Keith.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a larger man. I don't know if you knew
Haas.
This. I want.
Good call.
If we were doing Haas of the Week in, you know, the 20s.
Yeah.
he would have been a routine winner.
Sure.
Haas of the Week. He famously got stuck in a bathtub.
Well.
William Taft.
Small tub.
Was a smaller tub at that. They weren't designed for men like him.
Okay.
He was also Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He's the only one who's done that. President and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. William H. Taft. Maybe the original Haas.
Maybe.
And again, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Something for everyone, I should say, on my list of top five Americans. Number four, Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, Keith. Now, look, she's a celebrity. She's dated celebrities. She's everywhere. She's at the Bezos wedding right now, as are many celebrities.
Yeah.
You know,
she's very famous.
Not the original sex tape.
Well,
but it was out there as well.
The first one that I saw that wasn't in
the internet age. First internet age.
Thanks. Well, was it? Because I heavily considered Paris Hilton as well.
I was going to say, it wasn't in the night vision and it wasn't on a boat like Pam Anderson.
No, they knew how to film. They knew how to film. So Kim Kardashian on the list. Again, a little something for everyone. I'd imagine this gentleman is on your list, Keith. I would hope so. I would hope you wouldn't have an oversight of Michael B. Jordan. Now, Michael B. Jordan.
I love Michael B. Jordan.
On The Wire.
Yes. Friday Night Lights.
You famously think he should win both Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor.
Played for Smoke and Stack.
In Sinners. His performance in Sinners.
That's a good one.
I would also say, and the text line pointed this out, and I thought about going Apollo Creed. I thought about it.
Oh, yeah, but he played Adonis Creed.
Exactly. Yeah. He's in the lineage of Apollo Creed as well.
One.
So Michael B. Jordan, number three on the list. Number two.
This is Best Americans?
Best Americans all time. Yes. Randy Quaid in Independence Day.
Randy Quaid specifically in Independence Day?
Yeah. Now, look, he was a bit of an alcoholic.
Well.
He was not the greatest father.
No.
The man saved the planet.
True.
On the 4th of July.
True. Not just the United States. Earth.
No, he flew his little propeller plane into the giant spaceship and blew it up.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
So not Randy Quaid, the actor,
No, Randy Quaid, whatever his name was, in Independence Day. I mean, he saved the planet.
Russell. Thank you.
Russell from Billy. Independence Day is the second greatest American?
Yeah, he's not number one. He's number two.
Just clarifying.
Number one, Joey Chestnut. That's an American of all Americans on the 4th of July. He sat it out last year. It was a little questionable.
Yeah.
He's eating vegan hot dogs or wanted to.
Yeah.
But he's back. He's in it. No one supports America like him on the 4th of July.
That's true.
Joey Chestnut, greatest American living or dead.
Wow.
That's my top five.
I kind of wish I had looked at your list ahead of time because number five on my list, Joey Chestnut.
No! Wow, that's an insult to the greatest living American.
Because Americans, though, are the world's greatest eaters, and he is the best of us.
Thank you.
He represents the United States every 4th of July, except for last year. He decided to take it off. He had a feud with Nathan's, but that's also very American to have a feud with Nathan's. So he came back. Nobody eats wings better than him. Nobody eats hamburgers, cannolis. I think he might be the asparagus champion. He's a fast eater.
Yep.
And again, 4th of July is the day that he usually dominates. Coming in at number four, Thomas Edison.
Oh.
If it wasn't for Thomas Edison, Jones, we'd be talking in the dark. This guy was an all-time inventor.
Yeah.
What are you, confused by this? He invented the light bulb, Jones.
You Googling him?
Yeah, well, no.
Thomas Edison? I was just wondering when radio was invented compared to Thomas. I was wondering if we'd even be on the radio.
Probably not.
Yeah.
The record player dates back also to Thomas Edison. Nice. He had a lot of things that he invented. We wouldn't be here in any kind of capacity if it wasn't for Thomas Edison. We could thank him. A lot of other inventions were done in other countries. No, not here. Number three on my list, Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle is both an Olympic champion representing the United States of America, as well as a WWE champion and Hall of Famer. Nobody represented the country better than Kurt Angle.
Haas.
Yeah. And yeah, hot wrestler, technical wrestler. He was also a TNA champion later on in his career. He has battled some demons, but he's come through the other side. And he's doing very well, I think, now. Number two on my list, the original Michael Jordan. The original Michael Jordan.
Not Michael B.
The GOAT. GOAT basketball player.
Uh-huh.
Had his own cologne.
Yep.
Represented Team USA in two Olympics and was the face of the dream team.
Oh, you left out his Hanes commercials where he tried to bring back a certain look that probably should be outlawed.
Yep. Yeah. He shaved that, though.
Yeah,
he doesn't have that anymore.
Good for him. Yeah.
Owns a team, has the coolest logo of all time.
That's definitely true.
Everybody knows Air Jordan. So Michael Jordan, number two. And number one on my list, number one with a bullet, Captain America.
Wow.
Captain America, Steve Rogers, fought the Nazis, also saved the Earth at one point from outside forces, including Thanos.
and was somebody to look up to. He was a real role model, Captain America.
Text line was demanding that I had Captain America on my list, so they're probably happy with your list, Keith. I'm also being informed Russell didn't fly his propeller plane. I didn't rewatch the scene before my list.
That seems like a miss.
He flew a fighter. Well, whatever. He saved the plane.
Yeah.
Whatever. I thought it was his propeller plane.
All right.
What do you want from me?
Who else you got on there?
Oh, on the
Michael
text line?
Michael Phelps. Yeah, the text line's rolling in here. Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump's a good one from Chuck and
Forrest Gump saw a lot of stuff. That's true. Tom Brady.
You want a John in the Cars list? He's waiting
patiently. Yeah, obviously.
John in the Car. You have a top Americans list?
Listen, yeah, I got to take issue. I agree with Jones. Jones, like, Joey Chestnut has got to be number one. And right. I think that, you're vastly underselling his takedown of Kobayashi. Like, Kobayashi was a great eater, and, you know, he woke that sleeping giant, Joey Chestnut, who now, like, overtook Japan and now is, like, the dominance.
Sure.
But, you know, I also think Scoops Keith does deserve – you know, a little bit of, like, honorable mention in the top five here. For
Scoops Keith, honorable mention for greatest American?
Didn't
wow.
Even consider it. What an honor.
You know, for throwing off the NHL hockey media. I love, you know, anytime we could have the media members be all in a tizzy. Like,
that's
I love
true.
That. Like,
that's true. They were,
he changes
yeah.
it up. So I think Scoop should get an honorable mention at this point.
Appreciate okay. that. So his list is Joey Chestnut and then Keith honorable mention. There's four blanks there, John, in the car, but good start to a list.
That's all right.
Did you have
Dice had a good one.
I was going to say, you got a submission from Dice, right?
Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Great one. That's a brilliant
That's American.
That's right American there. Right there.
There's nothing more American than that.
Yep. Text line, there's a lot of Tom Brady. Oh, good point. Michael Jordan.
There's some Thomas Edison haters in the text line.
Yeah, a lot of people saying he sniped all his ideas.
Yeah, vampires. Tesla.
What's more American than that?
I said there's a bunch of vampires is
yeah.
what it is.
Got it.
Could be.
I got it.
People are also pointing out Michael Jordan also saved the Earth.
Oh, he did. Space Jam.
Yeah, Space Jam. Yeah. Good point. That's a great point about the text line.
Maybe he should be a little bit higher on my list.
What the text line is for.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan in the car. You got some top Americans there, Ryan, in honor of the 4th of July a week from now?
I do here. I was wondering what you guys thought about Xander Schauffele, the golfer.
Yeah.
He has, he's won the U.S. Open. He's won an Olympic gold medal on the U.S. team in 2022, I believe.
Okay.
And he is on the winning Ryder Cup team for the U.S.
So it's a well-decorated American.
It's a decent resume.
Within golf.
I wouldn't have him anywhere near
honorable
my list.
Honorable mention?
No.
Michael Ruggione, play for the United States of America.
Who was your toughest omission? Did you have one?
Tom Cruise.
Cruise. Good
Tom
one.
Cruise.
My wife actually said you should have Maverick on the list.
Tom Cruise would be good.
I said, no, thank you.
Johnny Knoxville.
I had CT. CT was my toughest
CT
omission.
CT from The Challenge?
Yeah.
And from Tewksbury?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, it was a tough omission.
Kid Rock? Someone in the Twitch chat said Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Oh, that was such a good one. I forget who had that. Now, credit to the Twitch. Whoever said Tim Allen, Tim the Toolman Taylor. Tremendous. Who's more American than that?
I can't think of anybody.
I think we both discussed having Oprah on our list as well. Oprah didn't make the cut.
Oprah? Oprah would have been good.
Top 10 Tuesday. Maybe we can bring it back Top 10 Tuesday.
What about Brian Boitano?
A good one.
What would Brian Boitano do if he were here right now? He'd probably kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano would do.
That's exactly what he'd do. So top five Friday, your top Americans.
Yeah.
Keep submitting those. Good list.
A lot of good ones.
Strong list. Yep. I think Keith and I covered most of it. but you can continue to vote. 617-779-7937. Let's get into the Celtics. Interesting night for them. I didn't watch much of night two, admittedly. I watched all of night one. I didn't watch much of night two. But they made sure to keep it interesting. We'll get to the Celtics and their plans for the offseason. Are big moves still in play with names like Jaylen Brown and Derek White? We'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.